currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in, around, and about your city. I'm Erica Sanford. On St. Patrick's Day last Saturday, a sea of green floated through downtown Kirkland. Over 1,000 runners and walkers, and a few dogs, participated in the Kirkland Shamrock Run. Neighborhood correspondent Pam Jardine made her way through the green-clad crowd and has this to report.
Hi, I'm Pam Jardine with Currently Kirkland, and welcome to the first ever Kirkland Shamrock Run. We're here with over 1,500 participants. The weather isn't cooperating, but everybody's having a fabulous time.
The cold and wet weather couldn't keep the Shamrock runners, walkers, strollers, and barkers from converging at Marina Park for the Shamrock 5K. As the runners assembled, Ben Wapker, organizer and one of the sponsors, explains how the race got its legs.
Kirkland Shamrock Run was started by a group of volunteers, real grassroots event. Something where Michelle Saylor, myself, Lance Carter from Everyday Athlete, and members of the downtown community, including Rob Butcher from Kirkland Views, and myself, and we just decided we'd get together. We wanted to have an event on the east side, with the downtown Kirkland here not having a St. Patty's Day race. It was a chance for us to really showcase downtown and get just all the local community. So about 85% of our runners are people that live right in the local neighborhoods here, and almost every sponsor is a downtown Kirkland business, so it's a chance for us to really showcase some businesses.
Ben discussed how the race proceeds will be used to benefit our fine city.
100% of the proceeds go to the Downtown Association, which is very different from any race. Most races go to a corporation, and the corporation then determines who gets the money, and usually a small increment. So this one goes 100% to downtown, which then supports the children's music in the parks. It supports the downtown 4th of July parade, the flower pots, all the other events downtown that just kind of seamlessly happen every year, but no one knows how it's funded. This will be a race that hopefully benefits from years to come to help these events.
Then former Kirkland Mayor Bill Woods gave the starting countdown, and they were off and running. Of the registered participants, Tashomi Kokebe finished in front of the pack with a time of 14.8.
It's cold, it's tough. Anyway, I did well.
Marathon runner Rosemary Humphreys led the women's division with a time of 18.36. She and her fellow team and training runners were there for a higher purpose.
Well, my girlfriend was right behind me, so I knew she was on my tail, so I was pushing it, but it was fun. Our team came out to do it together today. Our team and training team came out as kind of a training run today, so we were all here together. It's team and training, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, so we're training for a triathlon together, raising money for leukemia. So, yeah, we're all out here running together.
Some racers knew exactly what their time was.
At 14.08.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good, but it's not my PR. My PR is 13.47.
Others were just there to have fun.
It was so great.
It was
great.
So fun. Fun.
Yeah.
It was fun seeing everyone's spirit for St. Patrick's Day.
Uh huh. Oh, I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad there wasn't too many hills.
It was great. Very fun run.
After the race, Shamrockers and friends had a chance to visit with the sponsors and pick up a post-race taco before continuing their celebration downtown at the Wild Rover, one of the sponsors of the event. Runners also met at local coffee shops, and even our favorite cow and coyote were included in the festivities. All in all, it was a smashing success. First time out for this annual event.
First ever, yeah, so we're real excited. We were expecting 500 people. It looks like we're going to be pushing about 1,700, and it's huge demand, and it's been really, really, really fun.
Well, we've had a great day today here at the Shamrock Run. Hope to see you next year.
You've heard the question many times before. When disaster strikes, are you prepared? 27 local residents are now prepared because they just completed an 8-week disaster preparedness education course called Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT. The Kirkland City Council just presented the latest graduating class with their certificates of completion.
Victoria Huff.
The CERT training course culminated in a final series of simulation drills conducted on March 4th at the Peter Kirk Community Center. But what is CERT and why train for it? The concept of CERT is simple. Following a major disaster, first responders who normally provide police, medical, and fire assistance will in all likelihood be unable initially to meet the demand for their services. Thus, people will have to rely on each other for help in order to meet their immediate needs. CERT trains people to better respond to and cope with the aftermath of a disaster, such as an earthquake or flood.
Well, today is the final simulation drill for the CERT students, which allows them to use their skills that they've been learning for the last 8 weeks in terms of search and rescue and treatment of people who are injured in a disaster, and cribbing, which is a safe way to remove people who've been trapped by debris or something like that.
In order to increase realism, role players involved in the drills received realistic makeup coupled with detailed instructions concerning various injuries. The victim role players were then strategically placed to depict a potentially devastating earthquake. CERT students were then expected to find the role players and provide the proper triage and treatment. The role players give the exercise a as real as it gets experience.
It was the earthquake. It was the big one, yeah. So there's terrible destruction here at the community center, and there's people who were injured. So our CERTs have to come in and see what the extent of their injuries are, and then decide what method to use to extricate them into a treatment area, and then perform a head-to-toe assessment to see what their actual injuries are as opposed to the first apparent things they see. They do three life-saving things. The three killers are shock, bleeding, and airway obstruction, so that's the very first thing they check for, but there might be further injuries that need treatment too.
Before the CERT team undertook the final series of simulation drills, the team went through extensive training instructed by experienced first responders. The training consisted of addressing hazards facing people in their communities and the proper usage of fire suppression equipment. Team members also practiced diagnosing and treating airway obstructions, bleeding, and shock. In addition, teams also learn to use a head-to-toe assessment for potential victims in a safe and sanitary manner. CERT team members also learned about search and rescue planning techniques, and more importantly, how to implement these techniques in a manner which was safe to both victims and rescuers.
The very first thing is disaster preparation in your own home, in your car, and at work, so that you yourself are prepared. And we also give a little plug for Map Your Neighborhood as part of that, so that you and your neighborhood are also prepared. And then we talk about the Incident Command System, which is the national way of organizing people who respond to a disaster, whether it's just one little fire, you know, that the fire department responds to, or if it's Katrina, whatever it is, it's the same kind of method of organization.
Once completed, the CERT course will benefit any person who takes it. This person will be better prepared to respond to any disaster and help their neighbors. In addition, after completing the final simulation drills, many CERT members found much more confidence when dealing with emergency situations.
I think it's great. It's very empowering to go through the process and to know that you can do something about it and use a systematic approach.
The rescue team did an outstanding job of getting the people in, and our triage team were never overwhelmed. It was busy, but they responded. They were rotating through. They're doing follow-up on the individual patients. Did a great job.
It was a lot of fun. Very interesting and very tricky on that last patient.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and I think we all learned a lot today. It was a good practice.
Following the drills, CERT members were debriefed and provided feedback and suggestions on ways to improve their performance while they ate a well-deserved lunch. For more information about the CERT program, call the Kirkland Fire Department at 425-587-3650 or visit www.kirklandwa.gov/prepare. Looking to put some wow into your kids' spring break? Sign them up for a gross-out chemistry camp offered through the city's recreation program. Kids will have a blast with experiments involving slime, foam, bleeding cabbage, and more. Forget about the absent-minded professor. Try a week of weird science. The camp will be held April 2nd through April 6th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the North Kirkland Community Center. Registration is available online at www.kirklandparks.net or by calling 425-587-3350. The City Council will be holding a special meeting on Thursday, March 29th with the Lakeview Neighborhood Association. The meeting starts with casual conversations at 6:45 p.m., followed by welcome and introductions at 7 p.m. Possible topics of discussion include updates on the rail corridor purchase, the Patala Village proposed development, Northeast 68th Street and 108th Avenue intersection improvement project, and the transit-oriented development housing project planned for the South Kirkland Park and Ride. The meeting will be held at the St. John's Episcopal Church at 105 State Street. For a complete list of questions identified by neighborhood residents, go to www.kirklandwa.gov/neighborhoods and search City Council Meeting in the Lakeview Neighborhood. Answers to the questions will be posted online within a week after the meeting. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.